Hey, all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. I'm talking about Huntsville to Chattanooga, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden, big old patches of Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. All right, hey, listen, I'm going to wrap this day with the votes we're in. I got multiple saying, let's do the one on the death of wokeness. I like it when the audience helps me figure out what I got going on. So yeah, if you're not familiar with the show because you're in Chattanooga and you're new to us, just know this, every day we have the opening monologue followed by what we call the triple dipper, and we don't always get all the dippers done. That's the life of the dippers, all right? I come in every day stacked up with paper, I've resourced the show, I'm ready, and sometimes one dipper gets done on the next day because that's the way it works. But I remember John from Huntsville one time saying, Phil, I can't give you a good grade because you didn't finish all the dippers. I said, John, here's the deal. If I don't finish them, it's because the content was so incredibly robust that it deserved more attention.
Not all dippers are created equal. Some of them are more than others.
Nice. But yeah, so dipper number three is what I'm going to jump on right now. Wokeness. Are we watching the death of wokeness? What exactly is wokeness? Matt Walsh from Daily Wire wrote a great piece about this. He said that wokeness is the suspension of reality in order to accommodate the demographics of the Democrat Party. That's a pretty good definition. Now, I have often referred to it as, you know, wokeness being agenda-driven, being something that defies common sense. Oftentimes, wokeness is portrayed as something that is foisted upon us as a public policy position by the cacistocracy. Cacistocracy is an actual word defined as the governance of a country by the least competent of its citizens. It often by the times it is absolutely wrapped up in what we like to refer to around here as jackassery. Yes, indeed, jackassery. Oh, are you playing jackassery? But are we watching wokeness die? I mean, so here's the thing. If wokeness goes out, I'm going to have less content for the show, and I can live with that, just so you know. It's a target-rich environment when the woke world stuff's going on. But we've seen some things, some key indicators. Some of the players, if you will, are starting to back off their wokeness. Now, not the least of which is the fact that Meta, you know, the company that owns Facebook and Instagram and half the internet, Meta just recently pulled back from its censorship policies. Suddenly, they're no longer in the quote-unquote misinformation guidance business. They got rid of all their fact-checker contracts. They decided to let the narrative be the narrative that develops as opposed to the narrative they were told to use. But it's more than that. Now, I'm a trust but verify guy. So as Mark Zuckerberg is out there on his apology tour trying to throw other people under the bus and claim that he didn't really have any choices in the matter when it came to, you know, vaccine mandates and the narrative about the Hunter Biden laptop and all of it, there's also some changes going on at Meta, like Meta headquarters. Like wokeness is almost becoming a punchline right now in society. Like wokeness has no real clout anymore. When you see Meta finally taking the tampons out of the men's room. Can I have some laughter or that? I mean, this is unreal. Yes, that's actually a really good laughter. So a quote here from the New York Times that Meta, the company removed the transgender and non-binary themes on its Messenger chat app. I didn't know they had those themes. I guess that was what those like. Are those like emojis or what? How do you have a non-binary emoji?
Maybe they're...
It's nothing.
Well, I know there's an emoji of a guy being pregnant, so there's that.
Oh, boy.
So something probably along those lines.
Well, the same day they made that change on the Messenger app, Meta's offices in Silicon Valley, Texas, and New York facilities managers were instructed to remove the tampons from men's bathrooms.
How controversial.
Yeah, I'm saying. Which the company had provided for non-binary and transgender employees who used the men's room and may have required sanitary pads, two employees said on the record. And you got to ask the question, why'd they even have those in the first place? Because of wokeness. That's why. And guess what? Ain't been no riots among the staff. Ain't nobody clamoring. Nobody's filing suit. It appears that it kind of went on by the wayside because I think we're watching, in some ways, the death of... It's like the world's waking up, you know? Like the bad dream, like the fog is lifting and people are going, what? There's tampons in the men's room? Who did that? And suddenly, people in the boardroom who are responsible to the shareholders are going, can we get the tampons out of the men's room? This really feels stupid. And they're embarrassed. Well, I'm glad. But we're watching this stuff play. You got something? We're watching this stuff play out. Here's another one. Death of wokeness? Maybe. Death of wokeness. Recently, a federal court in Kentucky handed the Biden administration its backside. Because you may recall, the Biden administration has been trying to assault Title IX. Title IX, the federal law that protects the rights of women in the educational arena to include sports. The Biden administration was unilaterally trying to, reinterpret Title IX to include gender identity and make it all fluid. Hey, big doings. Men, dudes can compete in chick sports. That's great. That's not a problem. Except it's a problem. And the court basically handed the Biden administration a complete loss. The judge said in the ruling, the entire point of Title IX is to prevent discrimination based on sex. Throwing gender identity into the mix eviscerates the statute and renders it largely meaningless. Meaning, no, Biden administration, you don't get to do this. Now, granted, the Biden administration is going out. Why is that important? The Biden administration is on the way out, and certainly they're not going to have any clout in about, 4 or 5 days? But the reality is the courts have now rendered a judgment that becomes the precedent that any future woke administration is going to be bound to. And that's wonderful. Now, so what else are we seeing? I mean, where else are we seeing changes? Well, you gotta look at the fact that the suspension of reality among the demographics in the far left appears to have worn out its welcome. Even Democrats like Bill Maher are coming out now and saying, just stop the madness. Bill Maher just wants to be a liberal. He doesn't want to be a progressive whack job. And in his own eyes, the whack jobs are taking control of the party and guiding the politics because they're screamers. That's why. And they scream and they carry on and they try to dox and they cancel culture and all the things. And you look at it and go, you know what? If somebody just tells you no, maybe that's where it stops. How about no, McDonald's? Story here from the AP. Straight off the AP wire. Dateline, I think, last Thursday. 4 years after launching a push for more diversity in its ranks, McDonald's is ending some of its diversity practices, citing a U.S. Supreme Court decision that outlawed affirmative action in college admissions. Wait a minute. McDonald's is not a college. You're right. They see the handwriting on the wall. They see the death of wokeness. They see that groups like Meta, that are huge multi-billion dollar corporations, are pulling the tampons out of the men's room. They see the election tea leaves when what happened in, the populist vote in November. They see the Supreme Court making rulings. They see the federal court slapping down the Title IX reimaginings. And McDonald's is like, you know what? We're out of here. So DEI just went on the back burner at McDonald's. This accompanies the same decisions by Walmart, John Deere, Harley Davidson, Tractor Supply, all of which roll back their DEI initiatives. You're seeing state laws being put in place, like in Alabama and in Tennessee, that bind the state universities and state entities from implementing DEI laws. McDonald's says in the article from the AP that it will also pause what they call external surveys. They didn't elaborate, but what they're basically saying is they're going to quit doing the Human Rights Campaign's annual survey of LGBTQ+ employees. Why? because they're going to stop letting themselves be used by the woke parade. And when the HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, starts losing clout, wokeness is on the wane, my friends. I love, too, seeing things like, JP, you brought this one up the other day, Notre Dame's coach Marcus Freeman.
Oh, yeah, I love Marcus Freeman.
I mean, what a solid dude. Mm-hmm. Marcus Freeman, a black man, is enjoying his win the other night, right after the Penn State win, heading to the national championship, and he immediately gets asked by an ESPN reporter, you're the first black head coach to go to a national championship. How much does this mean to you? And his response was basically to just disregard that question entirely. He said, I've said this before. I don't want to take attention away from the team. It's an honor. I hope all coaches, minorities, black, Asians, white, doesn't matter, that great people continue to get great opportunities to lead young men like this. This is not about me. This is about us. He said, we're going to celebrate what we've done because it's special. Basically, he said, stop asking me your race-baiting questions.
Yeah.
You know why? Because wokeness is finally getting pushed back.
And not only that, he also brought back a pregame mask for the team before the games.
He
said in a comment that he wants his players to learn how to make Jesus the Lord of their lives. So I'm very happy he's getting success. He's a great guy.
Yeah. I think I just became a Notre Dame fan. here's another one. The death of wokeness. Well, okay, you're seeing it in the courts. You're seeing it in the corporations. You're seeing it on the sports fields. And you're seeing it in the state legislatures. In Alabama, we just had a massive win in the last couple of years called the VCAP bill, the Vulnerable Child and Protection Act, that prevents transgender surgeries and treatments on minors. Tennessee did the exact same thing. In fact, Tennessee's case, the Scrimeti case, went all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States, where it was affirmed. I take it back. It was argued, and we hope it will be affirmed, and we believe it will because of the way the court was leaning. But here's the thing. I've got a piece here from NPR. Phil, did you go to NPR? I did. Because I wanted to see what the other side was saying. Your tax dollars at work. NPR is pointing out that half of the states in the nation have now passed bans on trans health care for kids. Half. Now, I want more. I want all 50 states and the various territories to pass similar bans. I don't want kids in America being experiments for social, you know, justice warriors who believe that they can be fluid from that which God designed. But the reality is this. The fact that 25 states have now passed bans on this, that's called an emerging trend, y'all. That's called a wave arising. That's called the death of wokeness. You can't get around the state legislatures in those states. Is it a big deal? It's a big deal. The death of wokeness in the courts. It's a big deal. The death of wokeness on the sports fields. It's a big deal. The death of wokeness in the corporate boardrooms. And it's a big deal. The death of wokeness in the state legislatures. I'm going to tell you, here's where it all originated. It originated with y'all. Because the death of wokeness didn't happen in those places by themselves. The death of wokeness, politics runs downstream from culture, is the saying. The death of wokeness is because the people of this nation finally said, stop the madness. Stop it. Just stop the madness. Just stop pretending that boys can be girls and girls can be boys. Just stop pretending that diversity really means something and that equity is the same as equality. Stop the madness from telling us that you can reimagine science and forget what grammar means with pronouns and do all these things. Stop the madness. And by the way, quit trying to shame us for recognizing what is real. And quit pretending that following your own truth means anything else except pleasing yourself. Because truth is truth. Margaret Thatcher used to say, truth usually is the same old story. Because it is. And I'm loving the fact that wokeness appears to be on the wane. Trick's going to be now crushing it out and then keeping it gone.
By the way, may I add one more to the end of wokeness, or the death of wokeness, I should say. The House passed today the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act, 218.
Tuberville's bill.
Yep, 218 to 206, and they actually got two Democrats to join on to the bill to get passed. So
it's in Congress, too.
Yep, it's in Congress as well.
I'm loving it. Loving it. Thank you. Good input. All right, listen, we're taking a break. Last break of the day. Taco Tuesday. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back.